Hey guys, it's Chef Saber Reggie from the Hilton Chicago. I'm a competitor on the Spring Baking Championship Season 5. I'm on the run with Dan with WGN. Sweet dreams are
made of these. 720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And as we get towards spring, some of the things that people kind of look forward to, maybe a little bit better weather, maybe some daffodils out there, or maybe it's some spring-themed programming from our good friends over at the Food Network. And if you can build in a little bit of Chicago home cooking and baking into it, I think you're ahead of the game. On the line with us now, happy to have, we've got a guy who is the pastry chef over at one of my favorite hotels. The architecture is amazing, the Hilton Chicago. He came here from France back in 2015. Excited to have him here in the city doing some amazing work over there. Saber Reggie, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is exciting. Not only do you get to come over here and experience, you know, really one of America's vibrant cities, especially when it comes to the world of food, Chicago, but then you get to be a part of, really on the broadcasting side and television and institution with the Food Network Spring Baking Championships. It's Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. here in Chicago as part of Season 5. Talk a little bit about being on the show. You know what it is that you do. You're great at it. You're a professional, but doing it in front of the cameras is a little different.
Correct. And it was an amazing experience. That was a dream come true for me to be baking on TV and be on TV. So I was very excited to be part of this season and this show. I loved it. I've watched it in the past, so I know it very well. And the excitement that I have when I moved in Chicago, taking over the pastry chef position at the Hilton Chicago, really was exciting to just bring new experience and new different type of pastries and sweets to basically to the guests and everyone, and being able to experience that and have people see my baking and see my style of pastry and see what I can create on TV is just an amazing experience, and to see through the TV.
Yeah, well, one of the things we love about it is it's got kind of an eclectic blend. It's got a cross-section of America in there. You've got people from Texas, Philadelphia, people from California. You've got people from all over the country there. And then you bring yourself in here, and of course, Chicago representing the pride of Chicago. That's exciting stuff right there. But also you bring in, your expertise from France. And when it comes to a little extra pressure, we know that when it comes to pastry and when it comes to France, it's almost another league to a lot of things happening here in America. Did you feel any extra pressure to not only, defend the Hilton Chicago, and all the things going on here, but also kind of France on the pastry side?
Yeah, definitely. I think this season was just amazing. We had great bakers from everywhere, and everyone has a really unique personality and unique mind in creation through their pastry. So it was really unique to work around them. And for sure, on my side, I would definitely wanted to represent Chicago and definitely wanted to represent the Hilton Chicago. So I wanted to definitely step up my game and show to everybody else what I can do and what I can bring to that season.
Well, America's loving it. It's on the Food Network on Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. right here in Chicago. And you talked about watching the show, and it's a dream to be on the show. You've got, Clinton Kelly, him. He was a great star on The Chew. And then you've got Nancy Fuller, Lorraine Pascal, and then our very own good friend Duff Goldman there. What was it like not only to be on the Food Network, which is also, super cool, but also in front of those guys, too? I mean, you're getting judged by some of the biggest names in the business.
I know. For the first episode, it was just very impressive. Just being in front of all the three judges, Nancy Fuller and Duff Goldman and Pascal Lorraine, was just amazing. Clinton Kelly was an amazing host for the season. Really make us comfortable with what we are creating and what I just really bring life to her creation. And it was just amazing just to be facing them and actually have them taste her creation and tell us their critique. It was just a really unique experience. So I got married in Washington D.C. and we got her wedding cake from Dev Goldman. So it was also another excitement just to see him face to face.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is really cool. Okay. So you've got some experience on the customer side when it comes to Duff, and now you're on the contender side when it comes to Spring Baking Championship. And before we let you go, Chicago is known for a lot of things. And one of the things is not great weather. You get to do the spring themed stuff. Is that one of your favorite seasons? I know on Food Network, you got the Holiday Baking Championship, and you also have a lot of stuff with the Halloween stuff or different themes and holidays. Here in Chicago, we have every single season there is. was this a stretch for you, or are you a big fan of spring?
Yeah, no, this one, yes, I'm very comfortable, and I really like to, I'm really easy, I like to adapt myself to every situation, and that's what the competition and the Spring Baking Championship does, is every challenge is so unique and different theme, so it's really bring you to, it really allow you to adapt yourself to the situation and create something new every challenge, and this is what this is something I do every day here at the Hilton Chicago. Spring is really a season that I love, and I was so happy to do that season because for me, spring really speaks to me. It's the best, I mean, with the fruit, with the herb, there is so many combinations of flavor that you can come up with. And just, the season brings the best of the fruit, best of the ingredients. So for me, just making some strawberry with hibiscus or peach with a verbena, you can really just create the combination of flavor are endless, and that's what I love the season for.
Ah, well, we love it because it gets a little bit warmer here when you can tie in some of the great flavors by Saber. Regby here over there at the Hilton Chicago as well. You can see him on Spring Baking Championship, and that is Mondays on the Food Network. And then, of course, you can go visit him here, especially if you're in the area. Make a trip out to Chicago and come see Saber over there at the Hilton. So, Saber, before we let you go, give your social media where people can keep up with all your adventures. I don't know if you're going to be live tweeting some of the episodes or doing anything like that where people can keep up with you.
Yes, for sure. I'm on Instagram. At the Man of Pastries, and I'm also on Facebook under Saber Regby, so people can find me and follow me. I do some live streaming of the TV show just to kind of see everything with everyone, kind of enjoy the episode with everyone. So, yeah, looking forward to next Monday, 8 p.m. on Food Network.
Ah, well, we love what you do. We're excited to see it. Remember, no extra pressure here, but you're defending, of course, Chicago and the entire country of France. So...
Correct.
So we will be pulling for you.
Chicago strong.
We will
Thank you.
We'll be pulling for you, Saber. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much.